Stellar Award winning new artist of the year, Lena Bird Miles, and that was from last year. The name of that song is entitled Walk on Water. She's got some new music up too as well. Hello and welcome to a Throwback Thursday. Thank you for being with us. I am Cedric Bailey, and we are so excited to have you with us on today. We've got some great music going to share with you. We'll hear the sounds of Tamla Man Finish. We've got music on the way from Yolanda Adams. In the midst of it all, it's a throwback, but right now, here's Kirk Franklin and Doug Williams. God is still in control.
I had to ask Melvin and Doug Williams to stop by.
Ooh, wee.
To remind us that there's purpose in our pain. It may not look good right now. Don't worry.
Oh,
lately I've been thinking about you and all the things you go through. Your mother, the cancer, the problems at home.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I wish I could fix what's wrong.
Whoa.
I hurt when you hurt. I cry when you cry.
Yes, I do.
Even the deep ones sometimes wonder, why am I going through?
Why I'm going through? Oh.
I'm waiting, but still know you.
Here's the only hope I have.
He's still in control.
Oh, he's still in control.
Hallelujah.
He's sovereign.
And he knows.
Inspiring and uplifting, Cedric Bailey's Traffic Jam.
New music to uplift your spirit. Home of Cedric Bailey's Traffic Jam.
Forever you'll be holy. work for. Just believe.
There's so much in my past I've overcome, so much in my future I haven't done. I know that the best will come if I hold on. You'll see my story's not over, it's just begun. God's up to something, he isn't done. I know that the best will come if I hold on. I will see what I've only dreamed was possible.
Tune in to the best in traditional and contemporary gospel music right here on the Cedric Bailey Radio Show on, of course, this Thursday, on this 25th day of the month of April. We heard the sounds of Tamla Mann, Finish, Yolanda Adams, In the Midst of It All, and Kirk Franklin, along with Doug Williams of the Williams Brothers, and Still in Control. Well, today is Hairstylist Appreciation Day. Do hairstylists just cut hair? Of course not. They are artists, perfectionists, and great conversationist. So that means they listen to you. You talk about Whatever you're going through, some good, some bad, but this is where we recognize our hairstylists and appreciate them for what they do. Also, it is also National Telephone Day. Can you imagine a world without a telephone? We'd still be sending messages through pigeons. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, it is National Telephone Day. I am Cedric Bailey, and we got music coming up for William Murphy, Something Good, Something God. He's out of Atlanta. We'll also hear from Pastor Mike Jr., amazing, and Christina Bell, still holding on here on the Cedric Bailey Radio Show.
Conversation rolls on. It's honest, diverse, and intentional. JTC Broadcast is on the air.
Now let's join the conversation
with author, teacher, and heart coach, Dr. CL.
When you're building anything, you first have to build a team. As Jesus did, he built 12 disciples to be around him. Then he had to trust the team. Are you trusting your team? You need these team members to help you with your ideas, to bring them to reality and to scale your business. You have to get to know the skill set of each member and play to their individual strength. These are the things that feeds your team. For tools to help you with life's challenges, go to 21daystoachieve.com. That's the number 21days2achieve.com. 21days2achieve.com. I am Dr. CL. God bless you until next time.
Keep living to achieve with heart coach Dr. CL.
Well, we're about to have some church up in here, up in here.
Come on and put your sanctified hands together. We're getting ready to have some church up in here.
I feel a praise coming on. Y'all didn't know Bishop is such a song like this, did you? Come on, Bishop, help me praise.
Come on.
Show some shine. Something good is about to happen. Something God is about to take. Something good is about to happen. You say it. Something God is about to take place. Say, something good is about to happen. You can't have it if you won't say it. Say it's about to take place. Listen, something good is about to happen. Something good is about to take place. Something good is about to happen. Something good. Now listen, it's gonna be good. God told me to prophesy. It's gonna be good. Tell somebody it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. Hey, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. Something good, something good. It's about to you can't have it if you won't say it. One more time, say it. Something God. It's gonna be God. Somebody say, Bishop, I hear you, but I don't know how it's gonna happen. It's gonna be God. I wish I had some people of faith in the room tonight. Look at somebody and prophesy. I say, it's gonna be God. Tell them again, it's gonna be God.
It's gonna be God.
Everybody say, something good. Trying to give you something to put in the heavens is about to take place. One more time. We gotta go, Dante. Somebody clap your hands if you know it's going to be God. I'm telling y'all, while we're standing here worshiping, God is working on stuff.
Now that's what I'm talking about, gospel music to feed the multitudes. You're locked into the Cedric Bailey Radio Show. We heard from Pastor Mike Jr., and he's going to be on tour kicking off on this weekend. And we told you about the different cities he's going to be traveling. It's a part of the McDonald's Inspirational Concert, as along with Anthony Brown and Group Therapy as well. So it's going to be phenomenal. We heard from William Murphy, Something Good, Something God. He's out of Atlanta. And we heard from Christina Bell. You know that voice, formerly of the group Zayel, still holding on. Well, we're going to the phone lines. I want you to call us. Let us know where you're listening from. 888-474-9990. Today is Thursday. We'll hear from our heart coach, Dr. CL. He'll be joining us a little later. And we got our Barbershop Sports Update to let you know about the games that took place last night in the NBA and who's in action on tonight. Dietrich Haddon, by the way, is going to be on that tour with Pastor Mike Jr. We got his music coming up, a throwback, a sinner's prayer. And then also they brought back the Preachers of L.A. I'll tell you how you can watch it. It's already up on your streaming platforms. Keep it right here on your Thursday on the Cedric Bailey Radio Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KIND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KIND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KIND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Are you tired of long waits at the doctor's office? Introducing Kingdom Telemedicine.
Kingdom Telemedicine, how may I assist you today?
With Kingdom Telemedicine, you can access a doctor anytime, anywhere, right from the comfort of your home. No more waiting rooms or hassles. For only $29.95 per month, you and your entire family can have unlimited access to our network of experienced doctors, available 24/7. Simply go online to KingdomTelemedicine.com and connect with a doctor via video call or chat.
We understand your health concerns and are here to help. Whether it's a minor ailment or a chronic condition, our doctors can provide expert advice, diagnose common illnesses, and even prescribe medication if necessary.
Join the thousands of satisfied families who have already discovered the convenience and affordability of Kingdom Telemedicine. Say goodbye to long waiting times and hello to quality healthcare at your fingertips. Visit KingdomTelemedicine.com today to sign up. Health is our number one priority. Kingdom Telemedicine, making healthcare accessible, convenient, and affordable for everyone.
A heart of love. comes from above. This world is out of control. We've got to stand and take our role. We will not be silent anymore. Shouting out, stop the killing, stop the hatred, no ill feeling, stop the lying and the conniving too. We are all brilliant people, whoever ready, yellow, black or white. We're precious in His sight. He loves us all.
Give us a heart of love.
We need a heart of love.
We need a heart of love.
Set forth like a heavenly dove.
God, give us a heart of love.
A heart of love.
We need a heart of love.
Woo!
That only comes from above.
Stand in dignity, power, and might.
Hey! Time to rejoice.
Come on,
rejoice.
Let's get happy.
Let's get happy.
Lift up your voice. Rejoice.
Still there,
yeah.
I'm so
man sitting on the floor. Now it's about time for us to stop judging one another. Stop acting holier than thou and start lifting up your brother. Cause I know all have sinned and come short of his glory, yeah. I'm just glad that I'm here to tell the story.
I'm at my best when I'm at my worst. I pass the test even when I don't come in first. And sometimes I win when the score says I lose. 'Cause even in my weakness, I still have you. I still have joy when I'm feeling pain. I'm moving up when my life has clearly fallen down again. Sometimes I win when the score says you lose. 'Cause even in my weakness, I still have you. You are the one who puts the light in the sun. You're the one who drapes the stars in the sky when the sun.
Cause even in my weakness, oh, I'm grateful that in my weakness, thank you, Lord, that even in my weakness, I still have you.
Now, that's what I'm talking about, gospel music to feed the multitudes right here on the Cedric Bailey Radio Show. We heard from Dietrich Hatton, Sinner's Prayer, and also Smokey Norfolk, Still Have You, and Jacqueline Carr with My Portion. All right, we told you about the Preachers of L.A. reunion. It's been 10 years, and now Kim Whitley is now the host of it. And here's Dietrich Hatton. It's just a little sneak peek of Reunion Part 1.
Thank you. Now, oh, good to meet
Looking
you.
Looking beautiful as ever.
You really
are. I love your look. I love that you don't look like a traditional pastor. You come with your own style.
Oh, no, I'm not traditional.
No, you...
I'm foundational, though.
That's good. Okay, but do you consider yourself the bad boy of the gospel?
No, I'm probably the nicest one out of all this group right here.
What, just nice?
Listen, you have many nice... That. You have many nice bad boys.
Yes, sir. Okay. There you go. That's what I'm saying.
In fact, some of the baddest boys in the world are nice.
You were arguing with him at the dinner.
That was McClendon. He was arguing with
us. No, he was.
He liked to fuss all the time.
At dinner, you remember?
When he and Dominique.
Boom. Yeah.
When they were shacking.
See? No. Here we go.
Right, okay. That part, that's what we're talking about when you got
And I was trying to tell him back then.
He said shacking is not in the Bible.
No, shacking is not the issue. You want to deal with the issue. The fornication is the issue, not the shacking.
Well, got to stop right there. That Dietrich Hatton and Pastor Ron, all of them, they are already off in the start. And you have to watch it online. It's called Merge TV. But we talk about everything here on this station, from the industry of what's going on and a whole lot more. So continue to stay with us. Got some great music coming up during the next hour. You don't want to miss it. We're going to hear the sounds of Jules Judah with Tasha Page Lockhart, the remix. And Name On It with Titus Showers. It's all coming up here on your Throwback Thursday. Stay with us.
America's musical soul food.
America's musical soul food.
Time to rejoice.
Hearts open wide as the sky. We lift you high, yeah. We lift you high. Hearts open wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Just sing that one time. Hands up, hearts open wide as the sky. Tell them we lift you high. God, we've come to lift you in this place tonight. Sing your hands.
we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
Try to hold me down, but I'm my father. You're not strong enough.
No.
Excuse me as I adjust my crown unto freedom. It's gonna be fire feed. Come on, people, I need
revival.
Revival.
Yes.
Revival. Looks like we gon' see
a revival.
Revival.
Looks like we gon' see a revival.
Gotcha.
Seems like the more we
Playing the best in gospel music just for you right here on your Throwback Thursday on the Cedric Bailey Radio Show. Heard from Jules Judah, Tosh Pace Lockhart, The Remix, and Sarah Jakes Roberts is what we just shared with you here on the Cedric Bailey Radio Show. Time to get your Bibles out. We're walking through the Word. I want to thank those of you that joined us for online Bible study on last night with Brothers Park. If you missed it, hey, no worry. You can log on to the website, musicalsoulfood.com, click on our prayer tab, or you can go to YouTube and put in there Dallas Bible Study. Here's Tiger Showers. This song is entitled Name On It.
Oh, oh, he's holding me for me. And he tailored it for me. So nobody can claim me. It's got my name. Ooh, oh,
uplifting and powerful new music. Home of Cedric Bailey's Traffic Jam.
Tried to do it on my own. Every time I tried, I fell down. Got sick and tired of all the pain. I knew I had to turn my life around. Mama said you'd never leave me. Said you'd always be there for me. That's when I laid my burdens down. Shaking for my crown. My soul was in the lost and found. Oh, until I let my burdens down. Now I live to testify that Jesus' blood was my lifeline. Just surrender to his plan, and he will make your life worth. When you're weak, it's when you're strong. I tell the world wherever I go. That when I lay my burdens down, I trade it shaking.
I trade it shaking for my crown.
Yeah. My soul was in the lost and found. Oh, until I lay my burdens down. Woo!
Come on, say.
Just gotta
pause for a minute.
You kept me.
and let you know how much I appreciate all you've done. Things were going crazy and my life was in disarray. And just when I was ready to throw in the towel, Lord, you were there all the time, every time. So I want to tell you thank you, because you kept my family.
You kept my family.
You kept my friends.
You kept my friends.
You kept my mind.
You kept my mind.
You saved me again.
You saved me again.
Well, I thought it was all over.
Thought it was over.
Thought it was all ending.
Thought
yeah.
It was the end.
You reached way.
Love, the love we share. Love, the love we share.
You're tuned in to the best in traditional and contemporary gospel music. Thank you for being with us here on the Cedric Bailey Radio Show. We just heard from Mariah Carey, One Sweet Day, Marvin Sapp, and You Kept Me, and Titus Showers and Name on It. Help from an Outsider, Matthew 15, 21 through 28. We talked about the woman who acknowledged Jesus Christ, but she called him the son of David. And she was a Canaanite woman. She approached Jesus, pleading for mercy and addressing him as Lord and the son of David during this time period, a messiahic title. She asked Jesus for help on behalf of her severely demon-possessed daughter. The woman addressed and requested indicated that she was, it could have been a drastic personality change, refusing wearing clothing, violence, actions, self-mutilization, deafness, muteness, or supernatural strength, or a combination of many other possibilities. Regardless of the details, the need for deliverance were desperately urgent. Initially, Jesus remained silent. However, the disciple responded that the woman indicates that the woman continued begging for his help at the point of that expiration. After a while, the men urged Jesus to send the annoying woman away. The disciples were well acquainted with Jesus' typical response to their hurting. We could assume that they wanted him to heal her child so she can go away and leave them alone. But Jesus finally responds to the woman, telling her that her commission by God to help his chosen people, Israel, not the Gentiles. Wow, their desperate, determined woman was unfazed by Jesus' denial. She continued to plead for his help by humbling herself in Jesus' presence. The Canaanite woman displayed consistent faith in Christ and his power to show mercy to her daughter. Wow. We got to continue to talk more about it. Got to take a break, play some music. Earl Bynum is underway with Cachet and Praises. We'll hear from Angel Taylor and Speak, and I Won't Complain with Peggy Rip. Stay with us.
I'm Dr. Tim Tootsie, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement. Make your prediction. At best, a prediction is a strong guess, a reasonable forecast of sorts. It's something we believe has a chance of taking place. We tend to give ourselves points if our prediction is within a margin of error. But that's not the way God operates. His predictions always come to pass. Here's what I mean. Check out the book of Galatians, the 6th chapter and verse number 7. It reads like this. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Today, don't ignore God's predictions. That's all the more reason to make sure you are prepared to harvest what you plant. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. And I'm planting seeds of encouragement.
It's hard, yeah, it's hard to love sometimes, or to treat everyone the way they want to be treated, yeah. For God so loved this world that He gave His only Son, so that we might see how much He loved us. I wanna love. I wanna love like that. Yeah. I wanna love like You when You gave Your Son for me. I wanna love.
rejoice.
You find me in my sin, but still call me friend. You're everywhere that I go. You meet me where I am, and through grace you show that you're the God of.
Stereotype that says blacks can't swim. That's bunk. It's more accurate to say we don't swim. And this fact makes black children 5 times more likely to drown than white children. The problem goes back to slavery, when blacks weren't allowed to learn to swim because swimming was a means of escape. Segregation reinforced the lack of access as blacks were denied use of public swimming pools. Now the mythology has taken root among those of us who stay away from organized water sports in record numbers. This doesn't mean black kids stay away from water. They just don't learn to swim or learn to swim well, and the consequence is drowning. Get your children enrolled in swimming classes at your local community pool. Everyone should learn how to swim. I'm Alexis Comer for Black Health Now.
Black Health Now.
Ever make me feel this way, yeah.
set me free.
Speak to my heart.
So much to be thankful for here on your Throwback Thursday. I am Cedric Bailey, and thank you so much for hanging out with us. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Bishop, that's Kurt Burke Stone. He's going to be joining us a little later on your Testimony Thursday. We've got a word of encouragement for our men. We heard from Angel Taylor speak and Earl Bynum and Cachet and praises. We also bless you with the sounds of Peggy Bitt, Britton, I Won't Complain. Well, we're going to continue to talk about the desperate, determined woman that was unfazed by Jesus' denial. She continued to plead for his help by humbling herself in Jesus' presence. This Canaanite woman displayed consistent faith in Christ and his power to show mercy to her daughter. How did she find the courage to overcome the cultural norms regarding Jewish men speaking to women in public and the barrier of racial discrimination between Jews and Gentiles? There are no clues on how, and she had heard above about Jesus, but it evidently was convinced that he was the solution to answer her situation. The woman acted boldly on what she had heard about Jesus. She demonstrated as much, if not more, faith in what Jesus could do more than anyone claimed to have walked with God for decades. My question is, do you have the faith that doesn't give up? Is your faith strong enough to confront and defy social barriers that promote injustice and, of course, division? We'll come back. We're going to read Matthew 15, verses 26, 27, and 28. We'll do that right here on your Throwback Thursday. Coming up, Tasha Cobb's Leonard, You Gotta Believe. We'll also hear the sounds of Dante Bowe and Hide Me and Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. And I Got That, the remix. Stay with us.
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, where Dr. Terry L. Henry and First Lady Jacqueline Henry. Thank you. Have a nice day.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back?
back. If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TURN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TURN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TURN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Are you tired of long waits at the doctor's office? Introducing Kingdom Telemedicine.
Kingdom Telemedicine, how may I assist you today?
With Kingdom Telemedicine, you can access a doctor anytime, anywhere, right from the comfort of your home. No more waiting rooms or hassles. For only $29.95 per month, you and your entire family can have unlimited access to our network of experienced doctors, available 24/7. Simply go online to KingdomTelemedicine.com. and connect with a doctor via video call or chat.
We understand your health concerns and are here to help. Whether it's a minor ailment or a chronic condition, our doctors can provide expert advice, diagnose common illnesses, and even prescribe medication if necessary.
Join the thousands of satisfied families who have already discovered the convenience and affordability of Kingdom Telemedicine. Say goodbye to long waiting times and hello to quality healthcare at your fingertips. Visit KingdomTelemedicine.com today to sign up. Health is our number one priority. Kingdom Telemedicine. Making healthcare accessible, convenient, and affordable for everyone.
I'm not worried about what tomorrow brings. I'm safe in his arms. I'm safe in his arms. I'm not afraid of what Satan may throw my way. I'm safe in his arms. I'm safe in his arms. Come on and say,
I'm not worried about what tomorrow
brings. I'm safe. In his arms.
I'm safe in his arms.
Ooh.
I'm not afraid of what Satan may throw my way.
I am
safe in his arms. I'm safe.
Listen,
in his arms.
You promise.
You said you keep me.
Keep me in perfect.
Keep me in perfect.
If I. Against me, in this I'll be confident. I'm safe in his arms. I'm safe in his arms. He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. I'm safe in his arms. I'm safe in his arms. I'm safe in his arms.
I'm safe in his.
He is my refuge. Yes, yes. Perfect. If I keep my mind. Secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Verse 7 goes on to say that 10,000 shall fall at thy right hand, and none of them shall come nigh thee. Verse 11 says,
just one page in my story. And if I keep breathing, and if I keep leaving, it's gonna work out like I knew it would. I'm feeling stronger than I thought I could. There's a rainbow behind the clouds. The sun is bursting out. Oh, it's gonna work out like I knew it would. Yeah. I've been stronger than I thought I could. There's a rainbow behind the clouds. The sun is bursting out. Just believe.
So blessed and honored to have you on board listening to the best in gospel music here on the Cedric Bailey Radio Show here on your Throwback Thursday. We heard the sounds of Dante Bo, Hide Me, Tasha Cobb Leonard, Gotta Believe. All right, we're reading Matthew 15, verses 26, 27, and 28. And this is Jesus replying to the Canaanite woman. He replied, said, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, it is, Lord, she said. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. 28 says, then Jesus said to her, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that very moment. Wow, going to break it down on tomorrow. Close out on your Feel Good Friday. Coming up, Coach Stone. We got music on the way from Erica Campbell. Feel all right, blessed. And Jason Nelson is on the way with Residue. So stay with us.
Life's thrown many punches, trying hard to knock me out. It's hard, but I'm fighting. Can't let my faith waver now. Change don't always feel good.
Here's one to take you back,
back in the day.
Home of Cedric Bailey's Traffic Jam.
Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He wore me away.
selfish. Keep it just for me. And ooh, I want the world to know. And ooh, I'm living life to show. I'm not always as happy like every single day. But that is not my problem, at least not today. Right now I feel hard. Today I feel hard. But let me tell you what.
And we're so glad to have you with us today on this 25th day of the month of April. And I am Cedric Bailey on Feel All Right, and I'm blessed. That's why we played the song by Erica Campbell. Speaking of being blessed, it's a Testimony Thursday. Got the man of God, Coach Stone. God bless you. How you doing today?
What's going on? What's going on, Brother Bailey? This is the man calling from Orlando. Man, I'm so excited to see you, my brother, to be in the house again. Talk to me, my brother.
Well, I'm celebrating 39 years of being in radio. You know.
Oh, man. Congratulations. 39 years, man. We thank you for your service and your continued service. You have blessed a lot of people, man. But I want to salute you first. Say thank you for being in my life and all the things you have done for many people. So I salute you, man of God.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, to God be the glory. Now, what are we going to talk about? Because last week we shared your testimony overcoming your health situation. I know you got some nuggets for us today, so we're listening. Take it away.
Yeah, and yeah, Brother Bailey, we're going to be talking about overcoming setback, because I didn't want to get too deep in my testimony, but I got three solid things today to help our man out, so I'm going to get right into it. How you overcome setback? Number one is acceptance. You need to acknowledge the setback and accept that it happened. Denial or avoidance can prolong the process or overcome it. What you're talking about, Coach, you got to face your giant. Straight up, bottom line, you got to face your giant. You need to formulate a new plan now. Okay, it happened. Okay, it went down, the divorce, the separation, whatever you want to fill in the blank, gentlemen. But guess what? Now you got to get a new plan.
Wow.
Okay, you got to make the adjustment, gentlemen. You got to pivot and adjust. Every man that listened to my voice today, you're going to have to learn how to pivot and adjust. Are you hearing me, brother, baby?
I'm listening.
Number two, you need reflection. Take time to reflect on what led to the setback and what you can learn from it. Understand the root cause can help you avoid similar situations in the future. What you talking about, Coach? Man, deal with that anger problem that you have.
Yeah.
Maybe you got a daddy issue. Maybe you got mama issue. Maybe you need to go to therapy. Man, go deal with it.
Yeah.
But you need to reflect on it. That's why the windshield is larger and your rear view mirror is smaller.
Wow.
And listen to me, guy. Look. What you need to do today is, what did I do in the situation?
Mm-hmm.
Right, wrong, or indifferent? What did I do? So the first marriage didn't work. And you're in your second marriage. But guess what? Don't bring that garbage and that baggage from your first marriage to your second marriage.
Wow.
Are you hearing me, guys? And number three, you got to have a positive mindset. Now, this is the toughest position for most men, to have a positive mindset. You need to cultivate a positive mindset to help you maintain resilience and an optimism despite the setback. Focus on what you control and step and take the move forward. What you talking about? Stay focused, guys. Stay focused. See, the enemy wants you to operate in your emotion.
Wow. Man, you said a lot, Coach, on that. And I'm going to say on that one, don't look back, look forward. How can people reach out to you, Coach Stone?
Man, listen, man, y'all hit me on my email. It's askcoachstone@gmail.com. That's askcoachstone@gmail.com.
Wow, you had a lot to say. And we're going to play this song, Don't Look Back, because you got to walk away. This is Jason Nelson and Residue here on the Cedric Bailey Radio Show. You've been hanging out with yours truly, along with Coach Stone, here on the Cedric Bailey Radio Show.
Take me to the water, body going under. And when I come up, I can feel the sun shining on my face. And like a janitor, you got me cleaned up. You made me a believer. The blind mark on my soul has been erased. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of. To hear you through your word, I made new. All of my mistakes have been washed away, forever changed. And like a baby, I'm taking new steps. And if I fall, I know you're right there. I'm holding on as you lead me the right way. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of. Joy when I'm with you.
Dr. Tim Tooth, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement. Whatever. Now, this is a word which in some circles is understood as something in our lives that's not that important or makes no difference. But deep down inside, do we really feel that way? Are we really not that concerned? It may depend on what's at stake. Before you settle for whatever, consider him who is forever. Check out Matthew 6:33. It says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Today, raise your praise for the one who alone is able to chart the course of your life. Let's pray. Dear Lord, you've shown us time and time again how much you love and care for us. Knowing this, nothing or no one is out of our reach. I'm Dr. Tim Tooten, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement.
Everything's getting better. Everybody's doing fine. Trouble don't last always. The Lord's always so tough.
Home of Cedric Bailey's Traffic Jam. New music to uplift your spirit. Home of Cedric Bailey's Traffic Jam.
There are enough colors to paint the whole picture. Not enough words to ever say what I found. Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy. He is merciful and powerful. Who we talking about? That's my King. We declare the glory. Give him all the honor. Altogether.
worrying how you gonna make it.
Worrying how you gonna make it from day to week, week to month, month to year.
Hey. All you gotta do is
call on Jesus.
You've been crying.
You've been crying.
Pushing through your pain.
Pushing through your pain.
Call on Jesus.
Call on Jesus.
Many nights you've been stressing. You gotta do is call.
Call on
Jesus. Let me encourage you. Be like this man. Hold on.
This
man. Oh, you know, whatever be time. Here's why, everybody. God will. He
will.
Take good care.
Welcome aboard to another edition of the Cedric Bailey Radio Show. I want to say thank you to Coach Stone for hanging out with us. Boy, he had some words of encouragement on today, and we look forward to talking to him again on next week. Meanwhile, we heard the sounds of a throwback from Dorothy Norwood and Somebody Prayed for Me, and the sounds of Kenny Lewis and One Voice and Call His Name. We open up the request lines here on your Thursday. Call us at 888-474-9990. Got music on the way from C.C. Winans, The Goodness of God, and Rufus Johnson is on the way with We Gonna Be All Right.
I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement, making sense of me. When was the last time you experienced introspection? That is, to reflect on your very own thoughts and feelings. Now, there's a good chance you learned things about yourself you didn't quite know. As you look inward today, make sure to include Jesus Christ. Follow me to the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse number 5. Here's how it reads. Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Today, make knowing yourself a priority. Can I pray with you? Dear God, you made us in your own image. Knowing this, We're called to reflect your love and your power. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries. Have a great day.
I may have fallen, but I'm not a failure. I made bad choices, but He's been faithful. When I cried, thought hope had died, He convinced my heart to give it one more try. I may be wounded, but I'm not broken. Disappointed, but my heart is still open. And when I cried, thought hope had died, He convinced my heart to give it one more try. I will recover, I will recover, oh, I will recover, I will recover. I will recover all.
Don't count me out. I'm on my way.
Hallelujah.
To a better place, to a brighter day.
Yeah.
I will recover.
I may be cast down, but I'm not destroyed.
I'm on
my may
way.
Have some troubles, but I'm not.
Lessons on the other side. side. Just call on the Lord, you know he's on board to help you in your life. So you gon' be alright.
You gon' be alright now, you gon' be alright now, you gon' be alright.
You gon' be alright.
You gon' be alright now, you gon' be alright now, you gon' be alright.
She got it, yeah.
She got it, she got it, she got it, she got it, she got it.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Gospel music to feed the multitudes here on the Cedric Bailey Radio Show. We heard from C.C. Winans, who was in Dallas, Texas last night, and her tour. The name of that song is Goodness of God. We also bless you with Rufus Johnson, B.R.I., and James Greer, and Marie Brown Clark, and thank you. I am Cedric Bailey, and thank you for calling us at 888-474-9990. Got our Barbershop Sports Update coming up. Music on the way from Ty Tribbett, What Can I Do? KB and Corinne Hawthorne and Pray, and Ernest Pugh and I Need Your Glory, all coming up.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Are you tired of long waits at the doctor's office? Introducing Kingdom Telemedicine.
Kingdom Telemedicine, how may I assist you today?
With Kingdom Telemedicine, you can access a doctor anytime, anywhere, right from the comfort of your home. No more waiting rooms or hassles. For only $29.95 per month, you and your entire family can have unlimited access to our network of experienced doctors, available 24/7. Simply go online to KingdomTelemedicine.com and connect with a doctor via video call or chat.
We understand your health concerns and are here to help. Whether it's a minor ailment or a chronic condition, our doctors can provide expert advice, diagnose common illnesses, and even prescribe medication if necessary.
Join the thousands of satisfied families who have already discovered the convenience and affordability of Kingdom Telemedicine. Say goodbye to long waiting times and hello to quality healthcare at your fingertips. Visit KingdomTelemedicine.com today to sign up. Health is our number one priority. Kingdom Telemedicine, making healthcare accessible, convenient, and affordable for everyone.
Get right, church, and let's go home.
Let's go home.
Somebody here,
get right, church,
need to get right.
And let's go home.
Oh, get right,
church.
Oh,
let's go home.
We gotta get it right because Jesus coming soon. Let me say one verse here. Jesus said, "I'm going to prepare a place for you."
America's music.
America's musical soul food, food.
Time to rejoice.
Time
rejoice.
To rejoice. Come on, let's get happy.
America's musical soul food. Rejoice!
Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple, it says.
Tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. So here's my heart. Here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. Need you to take control. 'Cause I tried it on, tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it on my own. Take control, 'cause I've tried it on, tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it.
Tell me, what can I do?
positive and inspiring. Cedric Bailey's Traffic Jam.
Trying to weather the storm. Trust me when I say I've been there before. I had days when it didn't seem fair. You said the load was never too much to bear. Things I had to go through so I could better know you. Cause when I know I can't do it on my own, you're the one that I am leaning on. All things work to when I feel like I ain't gonna make it, that's when I pray. And now I know even when it's all done, you still need to pray. The Lord hears you when you pray, and He responds when you pray. Lord, all I can do is pray. So much pain in the world, they've been taking our girls and enslaving them, real talk. All the hate being spread and the blood being shed, I can tell that we need God. I can't do it on my own. You're the one that I'm leaning on. All things work together for the good. And if you said it, then it must be true. So in the morning I pray. When I feel like I ain't gonna make it, that's when I pray. And now I know even when it's all good, you still need to pray. Find somewhere you can run to.
That's what I'm talking about. Gospel music to feed the multitudes here on the Cedric Bailey Radio Show. We heard from CeCe Winans, who was in Dallas, Texas last night, and her tour The name of that song is Goodness of God. We also bless you with Rufus Johnson, B.R.I., and James Greer and Murray Brown Clark, and thank you. I am Cedric Bailey. Thank you for calling us at 888-474-9990. Got our Barbershop Sports Update coming up. Music on the way from Ty Tribbett, What Can I Do? KB and Corinne Hawthorne and Pray, and Ernest Pugh and I Need Your Glory, all coming up.
All the way.
Here's one to take you back in the day on Rejoice Musical Soul Food.
Lean on me, lean on me. It's a wonderful thing to have somebody to lean on. Whoa, Lord. Just a few days ago, I was trying to find somebody that would lean on the Lord. Do me good to serve my Jesus. I wonder what about you tonight? Seems like to me I can hear his voice saying,
lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend.
Anybody come to have
a good time?
If you come to have a good time.
Have a good time.
I want you to put your hand together.
Have a good time.
And if you have a good time tonight,
have a good time.
One of these days we're going home.
Have a good time.
But what I want to know right now,